The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program is A.J. Taylor of KIOW Radio in Forest City and Ty Rushing of the Northwest Iowa Review. A.J., you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
Let's talk a little bit about the government shutdown right now. You guys have been getting proposals, possible ideas about getting this thing taken care of. Where are you standing right now with this? You obviously want to get this done quickly because people are now day 24 without a paycheck.
I'm going to say something that Iowans won't understand about people out here in Washington, D.C. You know, we have a partial shutdown of government, about 25% of it since December 21st. But today we have 100% shutdown the federal government because of 10 inches of snow. Now, Iowans would laugh at that, but it just makes everybody out here just panic. So the government is shut down. Now, we're working in the Senate. We're going to have Senate today. Now, to answer your question, I would think it would be very, very easy to find a compromise. How do you compromise? Everybody gives a little bit. And in the case of Democrats that as recently as 2013 supported I think 700 miles of fence or wall. It shouldn't be, and that was a 30-some billion dollars. It shouldn't be asking a big axe to have $6 billion now. On the other hand, there's 1 6/10 Democrats have already agreed to. The president wants 6. Why don't we do like we normally do, compromise at 3? And then the Republicans, besides giving a little bit on money, give something on something Democrats and even some Republicans want, maybe the legalization of DACA. That's how you get things done. That's how I got criminal justice reform passed after 4 years of working hard to get a bipartisan agreement, overwhelming bipartisan support. So I take a position that when you have a wall, 100-mile wall here, then instead of having the same number of Border Patrol people along that wall, you can concentrate your human resources where you don't have a wall. And it does work. In fact, it's worked so much that at least 3 presidents have supported wall. At least Clinton, George W. Bush, and Obama as just example. So what's the big deal? I don't get it, except Trump's name isn't George W. Bush, Obama, or Clinton. Ty, your question.
Okay, Senator, obviously Steve King made headlines again nationwide with his comments on white supremacy. I guess, do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I'd like to say something about the whole issue without just limiting it to Steve King. I strongly disagree with any comments supporting white supremacy. It's offensive, and it's not a view that I hold. A.J. Taylor.
The RAINS Act, sir, you're talking about bringing in unelected federal bureaucrats, requiring Congress to affirmatively approve every new major rule proposed by the executive branch before it can be enforced by the American people. This RAINS Act is extremely important because it kind of reaches beyond, say, the presidency. At least that's how I'm to understand it, correct?
Absolutely. Now, it reaches beyond the president from this standpoint, that Congress has made a mistake over the last almost 80 years now, I'd say, starting in the 1930s, when there was a tendency, maybe legitimately, when Congress doesn't know exactly what to do, or there may be scientific questions where Congress doesn't have expertise, or maybe for political power for a certain president. But it's built up over a long period of time that Congress, that under the Constitution has sole legislative authority, has delegated too much of that authority to the executive branch to fill in details by writing regulations. So with the constitutional responsibility to the to the Congress to write law, and with the president's executing it, but the Congress maybe doesn't want to fill in every detail. What this does is it brings it back to the Congress of the United States for what we call major rules, major regulations. The final legislative authority is going to be with the Congress, not with the executive branch. What did Congress really mean when they gave this authority? Did the president exceed it? Did the bureaucrats exceed it when they wrote the regulation? Congress then, under the Reins Act, gets final review, and if Congress for some reason thinks it's beyond the intent of Congress, we can reject it. So it ought to be with the elected representatives of the people where the power is in the first place, and not with unelected, faceless bureaucrats.
Yeah. Last time we spoke, you were kind of hopeful that a trade deal with China could be worked out in Brazil. I guess, what's kind of the latest there?
With China, but not any other country at this point. Well, yeah, Europe, Japan, Philippines now wants a free trade agreement. But I think China is the main one we want to keep our eye on right now. Because U.S., Mexico, Canada is done. It's just up to Congress to pass it, and we can't do anything until the president proposes it to Congress. But beyond that, China. I think we're making progress with China. And I'll just give you one example. For 6 years, they've been studying whether or not our GMO seed meets scientific qualities that the WTO requires. And now our negotiators were over there last week, and I think the Chinese were embarrassed. They wanted to show some progress in satisfying the United States, so they approved seed for soybeans, corn, and canola. That's one sense of a progress. In general, I think their economy's hurting, and they don't want to face $200 billion more of tariffs March the 1st. Now, in a week, I think it's a week from now, they're going to have their, maybe it's 2 weeks, but anyway, they're going to have top officials come over from China over here to negotiate further. The negotiations we had last week were kind of preliminary, but we still had some positive results coming out of it. So we'll have to wait to see whether the president's strategy really works, but it seems like some progress has been made. AJ?
You've just become chair of the Finance Committee and for the 116th Congress. I'm curious now, do you intend to put more emphasis on trade, on health care, on taxes? What are you looking for as a chair right now as the major emphasis there?
Greatest emphasis upon reducing prescription drug prices by getting generics on the market faster. I've been involved in that for a long period of time. It looks like something that we can really get some bipartisan agreement to. Trade, but we probably will only act on trade agreements in the area that the president proposes to it, because we can't work on a free trade agreement until it's actually agreed to. So right now that'd be U.S., Mexico, Canada. And then maybe in another area of trade that I think under the 1963 free trade laws that we've delegated too much authority to the president, and I want to curb that, not just because of President Trump. I think we've delegated too much authority to any president. And then rural health care, hospitals, health care consolidation, and anti-competitive actions that may be taking place. Tax relief would be mostly to make sure that we can get what we call extenders through, like the biodiesel tax credit that has expired and so many jobs in Iowa that are connected with that. The last question will come from Ty.
Okay, Senator. Now, you mentioned one of the things you were focused on, you said, is getting more off-brand pharmaceuticals on the market, because I know that's been something you've been after, especially with EpiPens and the price of insulin. I guess, why is that subject so near and dear to you?
Well, from the taxpayer standpoint, being chairman of the Senate Finance Committee and Medicare and Medicaid, probably the federal government is the single biggest consumer of drugs through those programs. Saves the taxpayers a lot of money. But at the same time, you're saving the taxpayers money, since there's co-pays with a lot of these things, you're saving consumers money. And also because prescription drugs next to hospital costs are the biggest increase in the price of medicine. The biggest increase in the price of health care. And then don't forget, a couple ways that we're trying to do this is through getting more generics on the market. Pay for delay. I have legislation on that for the last 4 years with Democrat Klobuchar, trying to get it passed so that when a prescription, when a patent runs out, then they go to a generic company and buy them out, not to put the generic on the market. Then the acronym CREATES, that legislation would allow companies that are going to go generic to buy information from the company that had the patent so they can get their generic on the market much faster. These are two bills that Big Pharma object to, but I think that we can get bipartisan agreement to get them passed. Let me add one other thing for the benefit of the president. The president made a speech in June with a lot of things that he can do administratively to keep drug costs down. You see him tweet about it frequently. And his secretary of HHS comes from the pharmaceutical industry. And that person, even though he comes from the pharmaceutical industry, is leading the effort to do what he can under existing law to get drug prices down.
Thank you, AJ and Ty, for participating in today's Public Affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.